not look at this as a negative in any way. You know, I think what we accomplished this year as a team and the way they played and the improvements that we made and the way the young guys, you know, got better and the leadership that we had, all of those things are real, real positive, and we'll try to take those and we'll try to, you know, try to grow from there.
People, obviously, when it ends up, they start asking about next year. What does this team need to do to get over the hump?
Well, you need to have Kobe Bryant go somewhere else. You know, that's the first thing. But I think in general, you know, we have to continue to improve. You know, we got to get our young guys even better than they were. You know, Robin and Goran, and you know, add Earl to the mix. And there's a lot of things that I think we'll just have to improve on and see how that works out. But you know, we're happy with the way we played this season. We know that we'll have to get better if we're going to try to make the next step.
What's your kind of about Amari in terms of how that much do you want him back? How much does he
well, we like him? We like our whole team. I said that, you know, we like to have our whole team back. You know, the chemistry on this team worked well, and you know, Amari made great strides this year. I think worked hard to improve his defense. You know, got better offensively, shot the ball better. Was just, you know, he stepped up as a leader on this team, and obviously we'd like to have him back. That's something that, you know, we'll have an opportunity to sit down and talk to him, and we'll go from there.
Evan, what role will you play in that process, just in terms of talking to Amari?
Oh, I'll talk to him. I mean, Steve and Robert and everyone, and we'll sit down, Dave Griffin and everyone, and we'll, at some stage, you know, we'll sit down and we'll talk to him and, you know, see what his thinking is. I mean, I wouldn't read anything into the fact that he did decide to opt out and test the free agent market. I mean, that's kind of, you know, things that that you would expect, I think, really. But if you ask him if we want him back, yeah, we want him back. My GM? I'm not going anywhere without my GM now. Yeah. I think Steve has done a great job, and obviously he took a lot of hits. You know, he's the same guy. He's always been a brilliant basketball mind. And you know, I think some of the trades that was made was prejudged, and if you look at you know, what happened with Jared Dudley and you know, Jason Richardson right now, everybody's talking about what a great trade that was. And you know, that wasn't the case, you know, last year or whatever. And I think sometimes you have to let things just kind of, you know, play the course before you make judgments on them. And, you know, Steve knows what he's doing. And we got a great working relationship. And I'm extremely happy that he's here. And I hope he's going to be here for a long time.
What kind of role do you
Me
think?
Too. Okay. I'm going to throw that in too. Okay. Me too. All right.
What about your staff? Do you think your staff will return intact?
I hope so. You know, those guys did a fantastic job. You know, I thought that you know, Bill's work with Amari was great, and the work that, you know, Dan and Igor put in with Goran and all the perimeter guys have been absolutely terrific. And you know, we have good chemistry on our staff, and we get along well together. And you know, those guys work extremely hard. You know, I don't think anyone realizes the hours that those guys put in and the things that they do in order for us to be successful. And you know, a lot of times, you know, they're behind the scenes and they don't, you know, get the credit. But I can tell you right now, we wouldn't be where we are if it wasn't for the staff that I have.
Alvin, looking forward, how significant was Goran's play in this postseason and just showing what kind of play he can do?
Well, I think you can see that he is, you know, I think he's gotten better. You know, the more confident and more comfortable he feels, he plays at a real high level. I think the other thing that you see is that he is a unbelievable competitor, as you saw in the last game. You know, he can get a little riled up, but he is an aggressive player, and, you know, I think that he feels like he belongs now, and that's a huge key for us.
What kind of role do you think Earl's going to play for you guys next year?
I think Earl, you know, Earl made a lot of improvements this year. Unfortunately for him, you know, at his position, we had Grant Hill, we had Jared Dudley. We could play Jason Richardson there. You know, we could move a lot of guys around, even Channing some. I told Earl I think that he made great improvements. I'll be really disappointed if he's not a part of our rotation next year. I think he'll work hard in the summer. I think the big thing with him is that he really learned what it takes, you know, to be an NBA player. You know, he's around great guys as far as being a true professional. He got much better, and I expect for him to play next year. I really do.
With Grant and Jared, though, I mean, they're back too.
Yeah, but so. I still think he'll play. I think he's a multiple position guy. You know, he's kind of that hybrid four-man, three-man that you can stick out there and do some things. So I look for him to be, you know, part of the mix next year.
Goran obviously got you guys back in it last night, but now that you look back, any regrets about leaving him in late in that fourth and when you waited a little while to go to bench?
No. I don't ever regret things like that. You know, he played great. He got us back in the game, and, you know, we took a timeout and got Steve back in the game, but he was playing great, and there was no reason to take him out.
But in terms of Steve's year and the agelessness of him, but so many people are saying, God, isn't it too bad this guy's still going to play in the finals? Do you feel for a guy like that as he gets, obviously there's only so much?
Well, you know, I do feel for him personally. I don't think that Steve judged anything by the fact that he hadn't you know, been to the finals or won a championship. You know, I don't know if you can define anyone, you know, because of that right there. I mean, if you do that, then you have to talk about John Stockton and Karl Malone, which I find to be ridiculous to say. You know, sometimes, you know, you're in a situation where you're just not able to win a championship. You know, we've had a great run here. When Steve got in here, we've been to three Western Conference finals. You know, there's not a whole lot of people that can say that. And we just hadn't been able to get over the hump. You know, we played San Antonio. We don't get over the hump against them. They've got two banners hanging in there when they beat us in the playoffs. You know, we lose to the Lakers, and they're going to have an opportunity to win the championship. So it doesn't always work out. That doesn't. I don't think that has any bearing on the way you think about Steve or the way it's looked or perceived or anything like that. I mean, there's a lot of people. You know, Dan Marino didn't win a championship. You can go to all the sports and talk about guys that did win a championship, but I don't think that has anything to do with their legacy or what goes on there.
Still has a chance,
too. Yeah, I hope we have a chance. You know, we look next year to line up and play, and hopefully we'll continue to improve our team, and we'll try to get better, and we'll try to find a way to advance a little bit farther than we did this year.
How gratifying was it for you personally this year to work with these guys and see them kind of become so much better than anybody expected?
Well, I told everyone that it's the best experience that I've had, you know, as a head coach in this league. And, you know, I've been at a few places, you know. I like the way you guys laugh at that. You know? but I've been at a few places. But this really have been an enjoyable year simply because I think everyone was just on the same page. You know, I told someone from our owner all the way down to the last guy on the team, I just thought that everybody was on the same page. Everyone had the same goals in mind. Everyone kind of had the